This is Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors. On News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX, our phone lines are open at 753-1240. That's 753-1240. Now, Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
Come around to my way of thinking.
I'm Joey McLaughlin. Good afternoon. This is Take Back Your Health on Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness. We have Dr. Chris, Dr. Sean, and Dr. Shea's in studio with us this afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hi, Dr. Shea is with us today.
Yes. It's very exciting.
Yes, very excited to be here.
Dr. Shea just joined us from, she was out in Colorado working for a year, getting experience in a clinic out there, and she's come home to join the family practice, so we're happy to have her back.
Very nice. Well, welcome back to Springfield.
Yes, thank you so much.
As we always start, our mission at Reed Family Wellness, and with this, you know, just with this program in general, is to let people know our goal is to help as many people as possible get healthy and stay healthy. We would like to help them do that without the use of medications and surgery. That's our mission. That's what we do on a daily basis. We always know that surgery and medications have a time and a place, and if we can help anybody, any listener, any potential patient, or someone walking through our door with that, that's what we're here to do.
Yeah. We just, that is our goal. And, so many people have no idea. They're so conditioned into thinking drugs are the answer, surgery is the answer. But more and more in our office, we're hearing day by day, people are tired of that.
Yeah.
We just had, I had a woman come in I haven't seen for 6 years, and just a little tangent, and she's on 15 drugs, and she's wanting to know. I said, what are your goals? She said, I want to feel better. I want to function better. She's in her late 70s, and she said, but I would really like to get off some of these medications.
Yeah.
I'm just tired of them. And, you know, it's a chemical stress to the brain. It's a chemical stress to the body, and people just don't realize it. And I think, again, they're so afraid to get off them, and that big word fear. You know, if you were to ask me what's the worst four-letter word, I would say fear.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of us live by day to day, especially with our health. So we want to see that change.
And last week, as the program was ending, we got cut off, and I was going into a little story. We had a caller call in named Margaret,
right.
Which, if Margaret's listening, hi, Margaret, thanks for tuning in. But she was a 95-year-old woman who called in. And last week's episode was talking about vitamins and are vitamins necessary, which if you haven't heard, you can always get on the website or on our Facebook page and listen back to last week's episode. But Margaret called in, said that for the last 50 years, she's been taking standard process supplements.
And that's what you guys recommend, right?
Some of the products that we take ourselves are standard process. There's a lot more out there than that, but it's a good supplement company. So to hear a 95-year-old out there that's on this stuff, that's never been on medications in her life, just shows the possibilities of what you can have in health as a listener. Anybody out there, realize that you have the potential to control your health and have very good health for a very long time. But go ahead.
I got a chance to speak to her after she had called in, and I was just asking her because she was complaining of bilateral hip pain and having difficulty with that, and she was wanting to know what vitamin she could take with her hip pain. And I said, well, I got on the phone and I said, what's going on? What happened? And I said, it sounds like you need some chiropractic work on you. And I said, the hip pain, the knee pain, things like that, most of the time is actually coming from your low back area. And she thought about it, and she recalled an incident not too long ago where she had some low back pain. Mm. So what happens, again, if you don't get these problems taken care of properly, they start to migrate, and generally migrate down the extremities. And this was the same thing with her, but she is 95. She wasn't able to get a ride into the office. And I said, if we can help you, please come in. We'll be glad to help you.
And that ties into the story that I was going into the last program was ending. I hadn't just the week before, so it's been a couple weeks now, a 96-year-old gentleman show up in the office, which it's always nice to see 96-year-old people living and living well, drives himself to the office, lives on his own, still, runs some sort of business that he has, but was coming in with some strong low back stuff. Took x-rays, did an examination. Come to find, he had been seeing another chiropractor and had been seeing him over the last year, but still having this problem, so he was branching out. And pleased to say, within 3 to 5 adjustments, he's well over 50% better and on the road to recovery. And it just shows, like Dr. Chris was saying, it does not matter your age. It's never too late to pursue health and realize maybe older people are going to take a little bit longer. They might not bounce back quite as quickly as younger people, but they can feel well all the same. So,
and I'm going to toot our horn a little bit here because, as he said, that person had gone, that gentleman had gone to the chiropractor for close to a year with no problem, with no help. I just had a woman who I see periodically, but she's in town this summer. She spends her winters in Florida. And she came in with bilateral hip pain, which means pain in both hips, when I first saw her, and I think it was maybe May. She had come back from Florida. She had been treated all winter by her chiropractor down in Florida. And just after a few treatments, a handful of treatments, her hips are tremendously better. And I said, you know, you're getting ready to go back to Florida soon. And I said, I want you ideally pain-free before you go.
Right.
And she said, well, I'm thinking about maybe looking for a different chiropractor when I go back there. And I said, well, what's your chiropractor down there do? I said, does he work you pretty diligently and you know, get in there? And because it is a male that she's seen. And he said, and she said, well, he doesn't work me like you do. And I said, well, let me say this. A lot of chiropractors out there, and I'm not, again, because of her age, they're almost afraid to work with her. You know, there's that fear factor. I don't want to work on you too hard for fear that I'm going to break something. But this woman is very durable and she's very strong. And I said, tell that guy to get in there and start working.
get it done, right?
Yeah, get it exactly. Get it done. You can't be, you know, and again, that's why a lot of people who come into our office and get treated by us, they've never been treated like this before. And it's just a very positive experience.
Well, I mean, you get to know your people, right? I mean,
we do.
I mean, that's important to know what's going on and what they've done and what they're doing now.
And to have the knowledge and experience to help them as quickly as possible. And that's what I love about what we do is we're very focused on getting results.
And once again, our as we speak on every show, you know, not everybody's created equally. What makes us different? Why? What do we focus on? It's stress. Stress on the body. We're neurologically based in the fact that we know that the brain runs the body. We know that the extension of the brain is the nervous system. And when we're working on the body and the nervous system, the intent is to reduce the physical stress, the chemical stress, and the mental emotional stress so that the body can do what the body does, and that's heal itself. When you get sick, your body heals. And we know that, you know, a nervous system that's functioning at a high level is going to have a correct response. And like previously stated, that doesn't mean it's going to happen overnight. And that's what people need to realize. We talked about on last program is it takes some commitment. It takes breaking of patterns. It takes creating better ones. And consistency is key. And it's huge.
Sometimes we get quick responses on people. You know, people come in with a hot low back. We treat them one time. They're like, oh my God, I'm so much better.
Right.
And that's awesome. Doesn't mean they are better and they are stabilized, but sometimes people have these chronic conditions and it's moved down into their elbow, into their hand. And I tell them right off the bat, again, be patient. This is going to take some time. The good thing is we're not going to use drugs. We're not going to use surgery. We're going to help your body actually heal and get well. Once we get you there, we want you to stay there. And that's where we're getting more and more into wellness and helping people stay well once they get there. It becomes a lot more cost effective. And again, our goal too is to help people prevent things like joint replacements, shoulder, knee, hip, all these things that people are beginning to think are normal. They're not normal.
And moving into the next segment, we're going to be discussing some things that we were reading in the news that are, you know, relevant topics that are definitely going to be interesting. They could affect most listeners on a daily basis. So leading into that, you know, leading into the break, that's what we're going to be talking about. If anybody wants to call in, please, we're more than happy to answer any questions. If you're ever trying to get a hold of us, our office is located at 2920 Chatham Road. You can find us at readfamilywellness.com. That's R-E-I-D familywellness.com or on Facebook at Reed Family Wellness.
This is Take Back Your Health on Ask the Experts. 753-1240 is the number.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
Baby, I feel good. From the moment I rise, feel good from morning to the end of the day.
This is Take Back Your Health on Ask the Expert. That's probably what we were talking about, the intake process you guys have. We have Dr. Shea in today, and that's probably one of the first things people tell you, right, is that I want to feel good. And it's they just don't know how they got to where they are. Do you find that a lot?
That is the goal. Yeah, they want to feel good. They want to have a good, you know, highly functional life. They want to feel good. And they feel miserable, and they don't know why.
And it's a pretty universal thing. There's a lot of people that are sick out there. And as we were saying last week, Dr. Chris is really hammering home the point. You know, we have not a healthcare system. We have a sick care system.
Right.
We have a system that's not teaching people how to be well, because there's no time. When you go to the doctor's office, I don't go to the doctor's office, but a lot of people do. And they know it's, you know, the doctor's in and out in 10 minutes. You might see other people leading up to that. They have enough, you know, time to come and write you a script for whatever your problem is, your ailment, and they're out the door. And, you know, people are getting fed up with that. And as opposed to that, in our office, we don't. We look at the whole picture. We're wanting to find out what is causing the imbalances in your body to cause you to feel so terribly. And what can we do to, you know, kind of counter that and take it to another level?
You know, I've heard over the years that, you know, so many people fear chiropractic, and it's basically, it goes generally based upon fear of the unknown. They just don't know what chiropractic is all about. We're going to touch on that. We have touched on it previously. We'll do it some more because we want people to understand how powerful this stuff is. And so boils down to how powerful they are.
Absolutely. And so, like we talked about going in the break, we're going to discuss some things that we are seeing in the news as of recently. And I don't know how mainstream this news stuff is, but there's a big story that came out recently about a groundskeeper for a school district in the San Francisco area being awarded $289 million by a judge in that San Francisco area to be paid by Monsanto, which is, you know, pretty big company that has a lot to do with, you know, we were talking about Roundup and stuff like that. I think it was that a week ago, maybe a couple weeks ago. Yeah. Monsanto's big into the GMO, and, you know, there's just a lot of not a lot of good stuff that comes from that company if you start looking into the publicity and stuff they've had over the years. But so this groundskeeper apparently was using their product Roundup in his job 20 to 30 times a year. Now he's developed a really severe case of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, terminal. He's definitely going to be taken by the disease from, you know, the way that they made the story out to be. And so this judge, you know, awarded him $289 million, which is a pretty, you know, substantial thing. Not to a company like Monsanto, obviously, because they're making billions of dollars. But it also kind of sets a precedence, you know, of, you know, the fact that people are starting to realize this stuff has got a bunch of garbage in it and it's not having good effects on the health. And I was not aware, you know, I've heard bad things about Monsanto over the years, but I wasn't aware about all the lawsuits that they've had and been taken to court so many times over the last few decades until I started looking into it. But apparently there were studies done in the 90s on the effects of some of their products on they did animal testing and found out that it was affecting, you know, animals, and they were having animals with birth defects, premature births. And so in some areas where their products were heavily used, there was tons of lawsuits being done because of raised, you know, rates of birth defects and premature births and cancer rates and things in certain areas of the country. And, you know, it's one of those things that this isn't going to be pushed in your face in the mainstream media all the time because, well, I don't know, it's probably a scare factor where if people know that, they're really going to question the stuff that they're putting in their body, the stuff that they're exposing themselves to. And, you know, when we were discussing this, you know, with Joey, he had a pretty interesting story himself about, you know, well, I'll just kind of let you go.
Yeah, this is when my oldest, she's going to college now, so this has been a little over 18 years ago. It was a double-blind study. I think we got it through our pediatrician. I'm not sure how we came up, but they were the study was to find out what sorts of chemicals were getting into the baby, right? So we'd have to collect her diapers and send those off, and urine samples from my wife, and we'd send those off, and it was blind, so we didn't know what was.
And you had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, but just to see what kind of chemicals were.
And wasn't there a big thing in it? Was it Flint, Michigan, within the last couple of years too?
Big problem with the water. Yeah.
And then the whole deal we were just discussing at the break about the whole movie about Aaron Brockovich and everything that took place there. And again, there's so many things. I mean, again, if you think about it, the stuff that people are spraying on their yards to kill weeds is Roundup. Stuff they're spraying in between the cracks in their sidewalks, you know, it's Roundup. The stuff they're spraying on our farm fields is a derivative of Roundup. We're being poisoned all around us, and we don't even know it. And then people wonder, why are we getting sicker? Why are we developing cancer? Why is this stuff happening? Now the big question is, what can we do to help combat it?
Yeah.
Because that's not going away. But the choices we make and the things that we do is how, you know, things that we can do to combat this and help ourselves be as healthy as possible to create the best defense system that we can. And that's what we try to do, is we're trying to help people build their immune systems. Dr. Sean mentioned on the way out here a study about, again, what were you talking about? The food. But, and I brought up the story about the cancer and vitamins and like people with getting sick. And I was talking to Joey about this at break. I was taught over 20 years ago in dealing with the vitamin companies I deal with that it's very normal to get a cold or two a year. And that's actually a very good thing. And then when I first heard this, I thought, well, that doesn't make sense. If I'm ultimately healthy, why do I need to get a cold?
Right.
But these companies taught me that it's a natural thing for your body to deal with a cold a year because it helps let you know that your immune system is working properly and kicking in and getting these viruses and all this stuff under control and out of you. And it's actually a very healthy thing to get a cold or two a year.
Okay.
And it changed my mind on that whole thinking. And again, that was over 20 years ago. But they also said to me, which I thought was really interesting, that if you trace the history of a cancer patient and you ask them about their health history, they're generally going to say that they were as healthy as a horse before they discovered they had cancer. So what I've been doing in my own practice for the last 22 years is I ask people, because of this conversation I had, when I have a person who has experienced cancer, I ask them, hey, just out of curiosity, what was your health like before you discovered you had cancer?
Right.
Guess what? Generally, I've got the response probably 99% of the time, literally, I'm not exaggerating, maybe 100, that, you know what, I was healthy. I never got sick. I never got a cold. I never got nothing. So again, think about that. And if you haven't had a cold, you haven't been sick, you know, that's not necessarily a good thing.
Dan is on the line. Hey, Dan, what's your question?
Well, I got several comments, then I want to ask a question.
Okay, shoot.
Osteopaths these days, it seems like they don't practice more holistic medicine. They just want to get into school, get out, and just practice regular allopathic medicine, okay? Roundup, I'm a physical therapist, and I'm a home health one, and I see different things that occur out, you know, in the work world where these, a lot of people, whether they're in the trades or whatever they do, the types of chemicals that they expose to, and I tell them, you really should wear a mask. Well, I've been doing this stuff, I've been inhaling these paint fumes for like 20 years, hasn't bothered me yet. Well, someday I think it's going to catch up with
right.
Me. Okay? And Dr. Chris and Dr. Sean, all kidding aside, I'm sure Dr. Shea is much better looking than you.
Absolutely.
I like to think so.
Absolutely. Yes.
My question, you guys can comment about those things. My question is, I'm an asthmatic.
Mm-hmm.
This is another season from allergy hell like 2010 was. You know, I take a supplement that's called Clear Lungs, Chinese herbal formula. I also take D-HIP, but I'm also like on Allegra in the morning, Zyrtec at night, Singular at night, as well as, what's the other thing I take? Oh, yeah, I take ranitidine because it's an antihistamine, too. That's health, but this some of the environments I go into, you know, where I work, they're not very good for my lungs. I'm not going to comment specifics on them. But sometimes I have to wear a mask.
Right.
Or, you know, and I'm sick and tired of filling myself full of steroids. That's why I asked about the medical marijuana, because it opens up your bronchioles instead of filling yourself full of steroids all the time.
So you're looking for maybe some other options for the asthma?
Absolutely.
All right. Docs, what do you think?
I just want to comment about the osteopaths. Nothing against them. They're great doctors. Okay. Just like chiropractors, they're physicians. They're chiropractic physicians. I'm one of the reasons why that one of the local chiropractors in town is a chiropractor, okay? Because I led him to be treated by one.
Right.
He thought it was a sham. Guess what? He wanted to become a chiropractor. He's a chiropractor.
All right. Well, Docs, what do you think about the asthma there?
A couple things. I talked about that in the past, and again, any time you have asthma, allergies, skin conditions, eczema, psoriasis, anything like this, those are generally associated with poor digestion. Dan had mentioned that he's on ranitidine, which is, again, I think one of the many acid blockers out there. But so a lot of this stuff comes back to digestion. It comes back to stress. How's the digestive tract not properly dealing with stress? And when you have this problem and poor digestion, you're going to get a lot of histamine buildup in your system from undigested proteins. So proteins are a problem with Dan, and he needs to, you know, look into better helping his digestive tract function better, which Dan's interested. We can talk to him about that in our office. But yes, just coming back to digestion. So he's doing a lot of good things, wearing the mask, that's all good, but let's get back to digestion, and also let's get back to that area of the spine, the thoracic spine, which we'll talk about next session.
How do we get a hold of you guys at Reed Family Wellness?
617-698-5800, reidfamilywellness.com. Give us a call. We're here to help, and we're here to educate.
All right, and we'll take your calls now, 753-1240. This is Take Back Your Health on Ask the Expert.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
Dancing.
This is Take Back Your Health on Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, and you wanted to kind of follow up on the phone call we had?
Yeah, just touching again on Dan with the asthma. The mid-back, the thoracic, the mid and upper back of your spine is highly important to good breathing, good digestion, and most people we see tend to be very, very tight in that mid and upper back area, because that's where we carry most of our stress. Or you have a world of people sitting at computers all day with hunchbacks and developing
their
this type
arms
of...
arms are kind of all hunched over, yeah.
Nothing good about it. And so one of the big things, too, in getting people's digestion function better, getting them breathing better, is getting that mid and upper back unlocked and functioning better. And again, the function is such a huge thing. Now, I was going to make mention... Actually, I'm going to have Dr. Shea jump in here and just kind of... throw out some info for you.
Yeah, and what Dr. Chris was kind of talking about earlier, I'm kind of piggybacking off of us getting sick and how it's healthy to actually get sick a couple times a year. I actually read a little excerpt from Ted Korn. He's also a chiropractor, and he wrote a little thing called Your Body, the World's Greatest Drugstore. And what people don't realize is that every single one of the thousands of drugs that you need, your body already makes up. It makes them in the right amount of time, at the right amount, at a moment's notice, and it's free of charge, which is crazy. If you can hear in my voice, I've actually been battling for the past week and a half just a little bit of a cold, which last one I got was in January. It's now August, but my body's been under stress. I recently moved home, and when I've had this happen, I get tired. I get a fever, high fever, white patches on my throat. I get very lethargic, very stuffy. This has happened to me multiple times over the past... 6+ years. And when it first happened, I freaked out. I'm like, oh, I have mono. No, it was negative for mono. I thought I had strep. No, it was negative for strep. My dad was like, Shay, you're under stress. Realize this, right, and realize that your body has the ability to get you better and, right, heal yourself naturally. So yeah, it may have taken a little bit of time, but over that course of time and over the course of time now knowing what my body can do, I haven't taken any drugs. I've literally let my body heal, drank lots of water, taken vitamins, gotten decent amount of exercise, and I'm on my way up from this sickness. So your body has that ability. People just need to know that, and that's how Sean and I were brought up. So,
and the moral of this story is, at Reed Family Wellness, we practice what we preach. And I was actually discussing this with a patient recently. I had a new weight loss patient come in, and I was discussing to her the program and why we think it works and why we agree with it. We didn't do weight loss for years because most of the programs don't jive with the way that we think.
Okay.
There are a lot of lose weight quick and then see you later.
Right.
You know, we're going to take your money, we're going to get you to lose weight, and hopefully you learn something, but probably not. And she said to me, why is yours different? And I was explaining exact, you know, the exact details of ours and how we focus on stress and we really focus on diet. And you're not losing weight super fast. It's drawn out. And it's all about accountability, right? And I was discussing with her how, you know, we practice what we preach. We live what we talk about. We get adjusted. We take vitamins. We do this. We do that. And we, you know, live a healthy lifestyle. On top of it, there's some, you know, there's some programs out there where they were created by, you know, these weight loss programs that are, you know, being carried in other clinics. I've researched some of them, and a couple that I can think of were created by people who are overweight and they're still currently overweight. And so I said to her, to me, that doesn't make sense. You know, talk about the practice, what you preach. If you're creating a weight loss system that's so great, why isn't it working for you? Right. And a lot of them are, you know, get fit quick, lose weight fast. But what we know is if you don't change habits and you don't create new ones, then you're going to fall into the same pattern. It might not be for 3 months or 6 months, but you know, any patient that comes through our door, we're not looking at 3 or 6 months. We're looking at 3 or 6 years or 10 years or 20 years. We want people to be healthy for a lifetime, not for a couple months. So, you know, as Dr. Shea was saying, we were fortunate enough to, you know, be brought up in this. We don't know any other way, which I'm so happy. It's like, you know, we eat good, we take vitamins, we get adjusted, we try and be active. And that's not the norm for a lot of people. And that's why we're on here talking to people. Let you know, if you start to take control of your day-to-day, guess what? You can feel great. You can sleep well. You can have energy. It's a very attainable thing.
The reason that I've done this with my kids growing up is, you know what, I learned this stuff. And I'm so thankful. Back in my mid-20s, I started studying it 33 years ago. And I wanted my kids more than anything to be healthy. That was the main thing. You know what, if you have, as we all know, if we have our health, we really do have everything. And so that was always the main thing. You know, Reed Family Wellness, first of all, we're about family and we're about health. And so I wanted my kids' immune system to be strong. So I allowed them to deal with these things, and we didn't use drugs because we wanted to build their immune systems. We wanted to, their brain to learn how to deal with fevers and things like that without throwing drugs at them, because if you really analyze drugs, they're nothing more than a Band-Aid. They put a temporary fix on something in hopes that your body's going to cure it. And that's truly what drugs are about. I wanted my body to use its own drug system, as Dr. Shea just mentioned. Our brain is so powerful. The beautiful thing is we're learning more and more about it. And the great thing is the medical people are starting to study it more and more, and just how stress is affecting our health and how stress is bringing us down and creating these problems. We've been saying for many years, 99%+ of all issues are due to stress. That's where we do really well with helping people.
And another thing, I was talking earlier how we're going to talk about some things that we saw in the news today, and I was seeing something about coffee. Everybody drinks coffee, right? It's not a hot topic. It's just it's a topic that people know about. And the article was saying coffee, you know, more science is showing how good it is for you, which I'm a coffee fan. I love coffee. I only have a cup or two maximum. But a cup or two is kind of where you want to be. And, you know, this article was saying, you know, the good stuff, you know, although it has caffeine, which is the negative, it's negative, it also can have some positive effects as far as just, you know, stimulating the brain, you know, increasing mood and metabolism. And coffee itself, not the caffeine, can contain, you know, a lot of nutrients and antioxidants. And they say that it also has some pretty positive effects on your liver enzymes. The negative, drinking way too much coffee can seriously stress out your system. There's a term going around now that some listeners have probably heard, adrenal fatigue.
Ooh, what's that?
Never heard of adrenal fatigue. Okay, so adrenal glands are...
stress glands.
Stress glands that sit on top of your kidneys. And in times of stress, they're producing hormones. So when you're under stress, you know, these hormones are affecting everything from your metabolism to your blood pressure, and they have a lot of key functions in the body. And so when you're drinking this coffee and having this caffeine, and your adrenal glands are putting out these hormones, and you don't want to, you know, once again, it's a stress thing. It should be, stress is meant to be in short bursts of time, and it's supposed to end and be over. But when you're stressing your system out by just consuming caffeine on a full day basis, which a lot of people are, you know, pounding coffee throughout the day.
All day long,
they don't think a thing about it. Yeah. And, you know, so adrenal fatigue is something that is stress-induced. It's, you know, symptomatically, you know, can be anything from body aches to fatigue, nervousness, sleep disturbances, weight gain, digestive issues, things that most people are dealing with.
Dehydration is a big one.
Dehydration.
Depression, anxiety.
Yeah.
And I'm going to counter that thought process. I've been going to nutrition seminars for many, many, many years. And I will tell you, as I said on this program before, not one person who presented the seminar who studies this stuff even more than I do has ever said anything good about caffeine.
Yeah.
Zero. And so I personally don't like coffee. I've never liked the taste. I don't mind the smell, but I don't like the taste. So I've never drank coffee. And so again, I have a different thought process about that. And sometimes people who drink coffee don't even know really what it does to them because they're so used to it. But I can see in people who drink coffee how it kind of agitates their nervous system, makes them a little fidgety, a little, you know, just different things like that. And I'm just more of a purist. You know, to me, I want to feel good. I want it to be natural. I don't want any stimulants, as little as possible. Now, that being said, you know what? Guess what? I periodically have some dark chocolate, which has caffeine.
Caffeine in it, right.
Yeah. Exactly. And they say, well, dark chocolate's good for you. Well, it is, but it tends to stimulate my sweet tooth. So even that, I don't, yeah.
Put you down the wrong path, right?
And tell me, I would tell you, I eat the, when I do eat it, the 86% cocoa, the most bitter stuff.
Right.
And it still stimulates my sweet tooth. Right. So I used to try to have a little piece of it every day, but I quit doing that.
Right.
And I think we're all trying to just tell people everything is okay in moderation.
Right.
It's when people go past that it's just like, all right, we got to find it. Like Dr. Sean and I were just talking today about how we drink coffee and that we kind of need to stop it a little bit because we find that we can get addicted to it,
right,
almost just like anyone would get addicted to drugs or, you know, anything like that. But, you know, everything in moderation.
This is Take Back Your Health on Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness. If you have a question, 753-1240 is the number, 753-1240.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM. WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM. WTAX.
Give us a call, 753-1240. And if you ever have a question or want to know how you guys work, Dr. Chris, how do we get a hold of you?
217-698-5800, readfamilywellness.com, R-E-I-D, familywellness.com.
And Dr. Shea is joining us today, which is exciting, too.
Yes, it's been a good day so far.
Yeah, good.
I wanted to briefly talk about, again, chiropractic, because people, again, are afraid of chiropractic. Some are, some actually absolutely love it. But I had a couple patients come in recently I want to discuss. I had a woman I haven't seen since 2010, and her husband came in with a recent low back problem, you know, acute low back pain, which I'm treating him for. And I just happened to ask him how his wife was doing. And he said, well, it's funny that you asked. She's battling some Bell's palsy. And I said, really? I said, well, how's she doing with it? Well, not really good. And I said, well, I tell you what, I've had
so
good.
Is that face paralysis?
Yeah, that's when that face, because, okay. Yeah, it gets numb. And anyway, I said, I've had good success with it, treating it in the past. And, you know, he was dumbfounded. He was like, wait, you deal with the Bell's palsy? I'm like, yeah. I said, have her come in. We'll sit down, check her out. Guess what? Out of the blue, on Monday, she shows up in my office. I'm like, holy cow, I haven't seen you in, you know, since 2010.
Right.
Come to find out, after just sitting down and consulting with her, not only does she have Bell's palsy, she was telling me how it came on and that she also has bilateral, what's called cubital tunnel syndrome, which is problems in her elbows. And then she had a brace on her hand that she's been wearing, she said, for like 3 years. So she's got this whole pattern of stuff going on, actually emanating from her mid, upper back and neck area. And all this stuff is tied into one another. And then again, the Bell's palsy, you know, again, we just start working on this stuff. But people, what I'm getting at is that people don't know what we do. They just tend to think low back pain, neck pain, headaches, things like that. Had another woman come in recently, a 41-year-old woman, chronic low back pain. She, and again, I didn't know this. She didn't tell me initially, but she throws out her back 4 times a year.
Oh, wow.
And I said, you know, that's just not right. She said, the pain usually lasts 1 or 2 days, but this time it's stabbing and it's not going away and I can't run. I can't do the things I want to do. So I explained to her the mechanism of how we, you know, help that and treat it. And thankfully, within like a week and a half of treatment, she's pain-free. Now we're starting to ease her back into running and things like that. But just we want people to be aware. You know, I have many people were treating with TMJ issues, and people tend to go, and people have spent thousands and thousands of dollars on splints and reconstructive surgery in their mouth for TMJ. Guess where TMJ stems from? Guess where everything stems from? the magical six-letter word called stress.
Right.
And so we're beginning to explain this stuff, TMJ issues. You know, another thing I see and have seen and treated and people were unaware is trigger fingers. What's I don't know that? If you know what a trigger finger is, but you can actually get, it'll get caught like, you know, you get it stuck and then...
Like you're pulling a trigger, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You kind of snap it up to get it functioning better. But right. Trigger fingers, very easily treated. I hear a lot of women I treat with great, and we do it with great success, bilateral thumb pain. They're getting that pain in their thumb joints, and the MDs say, well, that's osteoarthritis.
Right.
Well, yeah, it could be. I said, but a lot of times it's really not osteoarthritis. It's actually coming from your upper back and neck area. And so, again, great success with helping these people. And they just didn't know that we treated these things.
Right.
Elbows, wrists, fingers, knees, ankles, hips, any part of the body is what we work on. Anyway, so that's what I wanted to touch with on there. And then Dr. Shaw, you want to say something? No, okay. This other thing I want to make mention of, there's some studies being done. I had said earlier, I want to just read this little blurb here. Dr. Tara Narula, cardiologist and medical correspondent for CBS News, suggests that psychotherapy and or medication to handle stress, but also mentions yoga, tai chi, meditation, exercise, breathing, visualization, prayer, and social support. Again, these are all great. These are all things, again, what's happening here is the medical people are beginning to realize and acknowledge that stress is the culprit for everything that we're dealing with. I've known this for years by studying my own health. I personally have gotten tremendous success with chiropractic adjustments. And you think, well, what does the adjustment do? And I tell people as an example and as an analogy that when your phone's messing up, what do you do it?
Throw it against a wall.
that's one way of dealing
with
it.
That's not a good way to deal with it.
No, that's a more expensive way
yes,
to deal with it.
Yes.
But what people will tend to do is they turn their phone off.
Yeah.
What does that do? That reboots,
kind of resets everything.
It resets, reboots the computer. Well, that's the amazing thing is that is the best analogy I can use of what the chiropractic adjustment does to the brain.
I love that. Yeah.
It reboots the brain. I used to use the other analogy back when when people used the TV remote controls, and you had that had that one button you could push to reset everything, and everything would come to the middle, like the volume and the color.
Right.
Everything would just reset to the middle. And again, that's what the adjustment does, is it resets the spine, resets the brain, reboots the brain. I thought that was a great analogy.
I've never heard it explained like that. That's fantastic.
That makes it sound easy. And again, the purpose of chiropractic care is to normalize and maximize brain function. Why do we keep talking about the brain? Again, what's the brain do? Controls every aspect of our being. We want a balanced brain. I had a girl ask a few sessions back, how do I know if my brain's balanced? We had mentioned, well, are you on any medications? Because if you are, guess what? Your brain's not balanced. If it were balanced, you wouldn't need the medications.
Right.
The other thing we do is in our office, we offer a stress response analysis, which is objective information. It's actually a study done where we objectively measure how your brain is, you know, adapting to stress. So that gives us some good information that, you know, for people who are interested in, hey, I want to see some proof. I want to see something that shows me that my brain's out of balance. Then I call our office. We'll run a stress response analysis on you. A good way to get, again, objective information.
And realize that, you know, a lot of these things that we see, you know, we know doctors in other fields and, you know, what's huge right now. I mean, there's a lot of conditions. I mean, depression is, you know, skyrocketed. I don't know, you know, specifically when that happened, but I mean, in the last couple of decades, I mean, it's just so many people have depression. So many people are getting medicated for it. And what are the other options? And it's, you know, find out if there's nutritional deficiencies. Find out if there's, you know, improper balance of the nervous system. And take that approach before you start drugging it, because if you drug it, you're probably not going to ever get the results you're looking for. I mean, there's so many kids nowadays being diagnosed with ADD, ADHD, autism. I mean, autism's at an all-time high. And, you know, what are being, you know, there's certain things being done about it. And I don't go the medical route, so I don't know, you know, what the I guess, how the results are, essentially. But I do know that when you start to clean some things up in the day-to-day, decrease the stressors on the body, feed your body the way it was intended. You know, we got to talk about the vitamins last week. Are vitamins important? They're so essential. There was a video I was watching recently put out by a doctor named Dr. Joel Wallach, and he put out a book years ago called Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and it was crucial, just information. It was so huge I've known that vitamins are huge. I know that feeding your body is huge, but anybody who's interested, you can probably look it up on YouTube. You know, it's an hour and a half talk of this guy talking about so many of the things that we're seeing nowadays are, you know, tied into stress and nutritional deficiencies and you know, imbalances in the body. And that's what we're wanting to focus on. That's what we want people to realize is, you know, you can help it. We can help it. It doesn't require, you know, crazy things. Doesn't require any kind of magic. Just, you know, some hard work and some changing
and
of some
feeling,
patterns.
Feeling like you want to feel, right?
Exactly. And it doesn't. Feel. If you do it right, it doesn't require drugs and surgery. So that's where we specialize.
Amen.
Yeah. So, questions again. Contact us at our office, and we're here to help. Thank you for the time. Thanks again to Kelly for giving us the opportunity to do this. Kelly at the Girdle and Odin Radio. Thanks for your help. We appreciate it.
And how do we reach you at your office?
217-698-5800. And Reed Family Wellness, that's REIDfamilywellness.com.
All right. Be back again next week, Dr. Chris, Dr. Sean, and Dr. Shea. It was great to have
yes,
you.
Yes, Joey, thanks. It was a blast.
Glad to have you in. It's always fun to meet new folks and to get info about feeling better. It's what we all want to do, right?
Yes.
Take back your health. This has been Ask the Experts with Reed Family Wellness on WTAX.
This has been Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX. For more information on Reed Family Wellness, call 217-698-5800 or visit ReedFamilyWellness.com. And join us again next week for more Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX.
Reed Family Wellness. The best of health to you.
Call Reed Family Wellness at 698-5800.